Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara on Yud Amud Aleph. We are at the very top lines with the word Tanu Rabbanan. So we're learning in the Braisa. We're continuing different agaritas about Eretz Yisrael and rain in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara starts off by telling us Tanu Rabbanan, top of the first line, Eretz Yisrael Nivres Tchila, V'chola Olam Kulo Nivre Levasof. The Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, that was created first, and the rest of the world was created only after Eretz Yisrael. As Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Mishlah is going to tell us, Ad lo asa eretz v'chutzos. Before he made the land and the outskirts, which the pasuk is telling us that once one land was created, then he created other lands. And it has to be that eretz, it's referring to one land before the others, must be that the first land is referenced to Eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Eretz Yisrael, created Eretz Yisrael before the rest of the lands. Eretz Yisrael, now the Gemara continues about Eretz Yisrael, and specifically rain in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, mashke osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu personally takes care of the water in Eretz Yisrael. Again, it's very exciting because the last few days, mamish started raining in Eretz Yisrael. V'chol ha'olam kulo ayde shliach, and the rest of the world, Hashem only does it, only sends out a shliach. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ha'nosen matar al pnei aretz. So someone who's give rain on the face of the land, as reference to Eretz Yisrael, v'sholeach mayim al pnei chutzos. Continuing with this idea of chutzos, that sholeach, Hashem is only sending out water on the face of the outskirts. Sholeach, which is reference to the rest of the lands, which are only through shlichus, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's agents that he's appointed to make sure that there's rain in the rest of the world. Now the Gemara continues about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael shows some megisham, also the land of Eretz Yisrael, drinks the rainwater, which is has special brachas of the rainwater. V'cholam kulo mitamtis, but the rest of the world only has it from the remnants of the rainwater, which is coming to the remnants of the cloud, which doesn't have as much bracha as Eretz Yisrael has. Special brachas of Eretz Yisrael, Shana Amar, as the pasuk says, Hanosin Matar Apanei Eretz. Again, who gives rain upon the land, which word of Matar, which is reference to rain, is coming on the land of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore he's giving Matar, which also mentions that only Mayim is ordinary water falling onto other lands, as opposed to Matar, which is more chashuv, bracha dikarin, that's referring to Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara continues, Eretz Yisrael shows that Eretz Yisrael has water come first, v'cholkulam levasof, the rest of the world is coming afterwards. Rashi understands that it's based on the Masorah that the rain first falls in Eretz Yisrael, and then the rest of the world. The Rashba disagrees. He understands that no, it means that the quality of rain, kind of similar to what we had before, is more bracha to it. So to over here, that means when it's coming first, it means it has the most bracha to it. Shenemar nosin matra al pnei eretz, that rain first on the land, only afterwards they send rain on the outskirts. So this Gemara says, continuing mashal, this is a parable, adam shemegabel esakvina, a person who's needing to gather cheese, he's taking the solids away from the whey, notel s-o-w-h-e-y, whey, right, that's actually, notel esocha, you take the food, the cheese and the solids, and manech esapsolas, you leave out the refuse, which is reference to the leftovers, which is the whey. It's actually interesting, the whey actually has a lot of nutrients. Nowadays, people do have whey. But again, the comparison is that even though whey is somewhat valuable, someone who is gathering cheese, he takes the best products and he leaves over the whey. So too, Eretz Yisrael is getting the best of the rain for itself. The rest is going to the rest of the world. Now the Gemara continues, Amar Mar. Oh, the Rabbi Lezer told us in a Braisa, Mamtikin Hein Ba'avim, the salty waters of the ocean become sweetened in the clouds. So now going back to that mention that we had before on Testament Viz, on yesterday's daf. So the Gemara says, so Minele, where does he know this from? Demar B'Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, maybe he gets it from Yitzchak in the name of Yochanan. See, the pasuk says, Cheshkas Mayim Avei Shechakim, that the darkness of the water are thick clouds of heavens. Uchsiv, and it's also written in another pasuk, Cheshras Mayim Avei Shechakim, that a sieve of water is like thick clouds of the heavens. Rabbi Yochanan's understanding that they have almost the exact same pasuk, and just one word says Cheshchas, and one says Cheshras. So it's both the lashon of the thick clouds in Shemayim. Shekol Chaf. So if you take the letter Chaf from Cheshchas, you take the Chaf over there, Veshadi Areish, and you put it together, literally throw it with the Reish. So you combine the words of Cheshras with the words Cheshchas, so Koribe Chach Shagas, which then is going to be understood as literally chashcharas, which is something which apparently is meaning that it means preparation. So that we're understanding that when you sweeten the waters of the ocean water and you're going to make it come into the clouds, that's going to turn into preparing it for the usage of rain. Rabbi Yeshua, what is he going to do with this? Bahane Krei, my Darshabi, what does he do with these two psukim? Why cheshchas and cheshchas, why they mentioned somewhat almost exactly identical, but not exactly the same? What is he going to do with that drasha? Does he have something to say? Savarle kiat kiat, yes, he has another statement. He holds like the following, Tichyasar of Dimi, Amar, Amri b'marava. So Rav Dimi quoted what they used to say in the west to Babel. Since Rav Dimi lived, he was in Babel rather, and so, which is east of Eretz Yisrael, referred to Eretz Yisrael, right, as the west. So then, That if the clouds are light, ziri moe, their waters are not going to have a lot to them. Chashgan, however, that the clouds are dark, segan moche, the waters are going to be very, very strong. As we know, the dark clouds are going to lead to a very strong rain. Now the Gemara continues, kiman azladisana, whose opinion is reflected in the race that teaches us, mayim alyon marmarim tloim, that the upper waters, the waters we know in the when creation, Hashem kept the mayim and shemayim, those are suspended, literally held up, or as she says, they're held up in the pool, they don't rest or anything by the word of Hashem. Marmarim tloim, the word of Hashem. Upeirsein megit shamim, and their fruit is the rainwater. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, miprima sechatis baaretz, from the fruit of your maisim, of your deeds, of Hashem's maisim, the fruit of the upper waters, have you made rain? And the earth is going to have then tis baaretz is going to be satiated from that. Kiman, who does that opinion go like? Rabbi Yeshua, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, which said that water is coming from the upper worlds. So the Gemara asks now, Rabbi Eliezer, what do you do with that? That rain is coming from the ocean. How does he explain this pasuk? It seems to go like Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says, I hope maisi other shakosh baruch hu dechsiv, that this pasuk is reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maisim, and nothing. So that when he's talking about the lashon of meprima asecha, the fact that from the fruits of your maisim refers to the creation of the water during the sheshes may have braces, and it is from there that the water of the earth is coming about. And that's what's referenced into, nothing to do with the fact that it's specifically coming from Shemayim. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Talas kula olam kulo metamtins kat eden shushose. That the entire world gets the water from the remnants of the water of Gan Eden. Gemara says, Shenemar, the pasuk says, Vinar yotza me'eden. A river is coming out from Eden, as implying that the Garden of Eden, the Gan Eden, was watered before the rest of the world. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, we also learn, Metamtis base core shows to Tarkrav. From the amount of rain from a base core is an area of land that needs to plant a core of barley seeds. One core is equal to 30 saw. And the area of three kavs, what three kavs is an area of land needed for three kavs of barley seeds. Three kavs equals half a saw. Rashi does all this for us. 30 saw is going to equal a core. And so therefore, if we have three kavs, that three kavs is going to equal, Rashi points out, 1/60th of a core. So we see that the remaining water for an area of 1/60th of the base core is going to be similar to the entire world. There's 1/60th of Gan Eden, and the remaining water in the clouds after Gan Eden has been watered is going to be enough for the world. Now the Gemara continue in different relations between sizes and places. Tanur Rabbanan, Eretz Yisrael have a dal malas parsa, dal malas parsa. The land of Egypt is 400 parsas by 400 parsas. A parsa is anywhere from 2 to 3 mil, basically. So there, that's where we're defining Eretz Yisrael. 400 by 400, Mitzrayim is 400 by 400 parsas. And it's still 1/60th of the land of Kush. The Kush, Echad Meshishim Be'olam, Kush is 1/60th of the world. Ve'olam Echad Meshishim Be'gan, and only that, the world is 1/60th of Gan Eden. Ve'gan Echad Meshishim Le'Eden, and the garden is literally 1/60th of Eden. There's Gan, and there's Eden, the garden of Eden, and then the actual Eden itself. Ve'Eden Echad Mesamech Le'Gehenim, and Eden is all 1/60th of Gehenim. Nim, so we see how big Gehenim is. That the world, entire world is like a small pot. Cover for Gehenim, the entire world is so much smaller than Gehenim. V'yesh omrim, and those, some say, Gehenim ain la shir, Gehenim has no shir. V'yesh omrim in Eden ain la shir, that Eden has no shir, but Gan Eden maybe would have a shir according to the last yesh omrim. Rabbi Yosha continued, he says, Maidach say, what is it when the pasuk says, Shochenes al mayim rabim, you bavel as the great waters, Rabbas oitzroitz, and then you have very big storehouses. Mi garma bavel shi otzos maleos bar. What caused bavel to have many storehouses that are full of grain? Avelme, we can understand this to mean, because it has a lot of waters associated to it. Rashi points out that bavel is lower than the surrounding lands. The rainwater comes naturally there. That's what reference to bavel. Amar rav asira bavel. The Babylon is very asira, is very wealthy bavel. The chatzta below mitra, because they can be able to have a chatzta, to have the reaping season without any rain. It doesn't need direct rainfall, as it always goes. And therefore, the agriculture is very good. Amar Abaye, Naktina, we have a Masorah that Bavel doesn't require rain. Tovene veloyo vushne, because it's very swampy and never dries out. What's the purpose of teaching us? As Tosa says, maybe Abaye is telling us, better for a person to live in a moist area rather than a dry area. Better to live in an area that rains more. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to discuss when we start asking for Sein Tal Umatar Livracha. Begimam Bar Marcheshvan Sholen Asa Geshamim. On the third day of Marcheshvan, we start asking for rain. Rashi points out that each of the Tanaim had Masorah, that's when the rainy season began. That's in fact the Tosefta says so came out beferish. The Gimel Recheshvan is the beginning of the rainy season according to this Tanakhama. Rabbi Gamliel Omer b'Shivabo, he says on the seventh day, Tesfaz Yom HaKachach, which also is 15 days specifically after Shmini Atzeres, Kedesh Agia Achron Shabisrael Lenar Pras, that the last one who is coming from Nahar Prathla, the Euphrates River, before it starts to rain on him. We know that people used to go celebrate the time of the Leil Regel, so used to be there the whole time, and they would be there through Shmini Atzeres. Someone Achor wanted to point out, Achor, we see there might be a chiyuv to stay till Shmini Atzeres. Otherwise, why do we have to wait for them? So I want to say no. Others want to say no. There's no, can't bring a riot. There's a chiyuv over here. Just that maybe that at the end of the day they would. That's the matzias that many people would stay, so they would keep it for 15 days till after the people would leave. So they're coming a little regular. We don't have to rain on them. It's going to destroy them again. They don't have a even now. It's hard when it rains. So you know we have umbrellas, we have cars, we have so many things. It's still very difficult when it rains. In Eretz Yisrael, especially places, people, a handyman come, he said, if it's raining too much, I can't come. Like in Israel, it's like things close when it rains a lot, okay? So that's, it still affects people, ad yom hazeh, when it's very rainy. So the rainy season is, it's gonna be bad, and we have to start asking, v'sein talmat levracha, before they leave. That's a big kasha that Achronim ask, is that, so then why don't we ask 15 days before Pesach, why don't we stop asking for v'sein talmat levracha, as opposed to we know we stop asking on Pesach itself. On the first day of Pesach, we stop asking, but why don't we start 15 days before? Because they're going to start coming when it's raining. So different answers given. Some want to say once you start asking v'sein talmat levracha, it's not right to be mafsik a bracha, but to hold off asking for it is different than once you started. Others want to explain, no, that when it comes to coming alil regal, they're so excited. It doesn't matter if it rains. They're so excited to come. But leaving, it's anyway, they're so sad. They have to leave the base of Mikdash. You're going to make it even worse by asking for rain. It's going to rain on them. And they're going to be really depressed. Okay? Very interesting answers for that question. Now, so the Gemara continues now. Amar Rabbi Elazar, halacha k'rav Gamliel, halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel. So there's a lot. We mentioned this a little bit earlier. We got to this. The Gemara indicates on Dal Rama Beis that this lachora is talui only bisman shabbos meidah shayakayim. I think it was the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. So many are showing him had a question over there. So why should the halacha really follow Rabbi Gamliel bisman hazeh, which we don't have the base of Mikdash? So that's a very big question. So we had the Ran. The Ran had a very fascinating answer. This Ran says, no, there are people even bisman hazeh. The Ran's time, people were still doing aliyah regel. The Chassam Sofer says maybe there's a chiyuv, some sort of chiyuv at least as a zecher to go. Rabbi Yashav was machmir about this, to go at least once during I think Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky also shlita is machmir to go on Chalamoid at least once to Regal to go to the Kaisel. So either way, so we see that the Ran says people are still going, so it still apply. That was a sheet of the Ran. Others want to say it doesn't matter if people aren't there, that we make a low plug, that other Rishonim want to say there's a low plug, that the Rambam indicates like this. That's how the Rambam wants to pass. And then there's the Ritva and the Beis Midrash of Ramban. Others, Talmid Ramban wanted to Taina, and some wanted to go with this Lahalacha. Also think there are other Rishonim, but a lot of Rishonim have said like this actually, very interestingly, that really this is only Bizman Shabbos Medesh Kayam. When Bizman Medesh is not Kayam, we should start asking V'sein Talamat Levracha right after Shmini Atzeres. Halacha L'maisa. That's how these Rishonim wanted to hold. So in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the Rambam, we paskin like this halacha of Rabbi Elazar telling us that we follow Rambam Gamliel, that we start asking for it on Zayin Cheshvan. However, Bid Yevid is very fascinating. Bid Yevid, Rav Shlomo Zalman in Alichus Shlomo, he says really since it's Roy to start asking, he doesn't reference these Rishonim and paskin like this, but since it's Roy to ask him, Bid Yevid, if a person asks for V'sein Talamat Levracha before Zayin Cheshvan in Eretz Israel, he says that since it's really shaykh to be start asking for Geshem, he thinks that b'di'evid, you would not have to repeat your Shmona Esrei. This actually was a lemaisa this year. There was a guy who announced for Saint Talamat Evrach in the middle of Shmona Esrei the day before, and Vav Sivan in the minion I was davening. And I think he realized also because everyone said and like made motions to him to make a mistake, that he made a mistake. So I think he may have fixed it. But lemaisa, this is something that does come up. People will accidentally ask early. So according to Shmona Zalad, b'di'evid would be okay. However, also, so that's that was Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't explicitly reference over there in Halichus Shlomo. These are Rishon Halacha Brura, Rav Avadia Yosef's son, I think it's Rav David Yosef. He quotes, he says that, he says no, that we're relying, meaning he says like Rosh Hashanah, but he quotes all these Rishonim. He's thinking like a Suffolk, Suffolk Plukta. He says that no, that so many Rishonim hold that your Yotze, even like Chachila, they hold you should start asking for V'sein Talamat of Racha. So, but yeah, but you could rely on them. If you want to do Tanayin Adav, okay, Gazanta, hey, but he says also, similar to Rosh Hashanah, he's just relying more on the Rishonim. Rosh Hashanah seems to say more just Be'etzim, since it's a time that Shaykh Tatsur Kasham, it's not a lie to say V'sein Talamat of Racha, it's not a Simon Klala, so therefore he doesn't think you should repeat. Rav Alacha Brua seems to say that's more the idea that we're relying on these Rishonim that held that you should be saying V'sein Talamat of Racha. So those are those two opinions. However, the Chazanish disagreed. Chazanish says no. Chazanish says that at the end of the day, you low plug Chazal made a takana V'sein Talamat of Racha. We pass like the Rambam. If you ask for it early, it's not shaykh to say it. You should repeat your Shmona Esrei. So again, very interesting shayla. Everyone, you know, now it's not nogea for a whole another year. So hopefully you won't forget it by then, and you'll remember V'sein Talamat of Racha. But very interesting shayla nonetheless. If a person accidentally says V'sein Talamat of Racha early, so now the Gemara continues. Tana, we learn a brisa. Chananya Omer. Chananya says, "Uvagola ad shishim b'tkufa," that in the diaspora in Chutz Laaretz, they should start asking 60 days from what we call the fall season. from the autumn equinox. Autumn equinox and the spring equinox, I believe, are going to be the times exactly when the time of day is exactly the same. That is a perfect 12-hour day. That's what the autumn equinox and the vernal equinox is. That's when the spring and the fall come out, and then the winter is just the shortest day of the year, and then the summer is also just the longest day of the year, the summer solstice. That's the longest day of the year. Those are the four seasons. That comes on the solar calendar. Those are the four times a year that those things will happen. So that's Shishim Tkufa, that's 60 days from the autumn equinox. So now the autumn equinox is when the day is perfect, is on September 21st. So 60 days after September 21st should fall out as October, November 21st. How come it doesn't get to November 21st? Where did we get to December 4th? December 4th or 5th? Where did that come from? That's a very fascinating thing. I'm hoping actually to give a shiur on that. If you want to come listen to it on Y Torah, hopefully I'll be giving it. This is something I had the chance to look into this year. A very fascinating topic. Where does December 4th come from? If we hold 60 days of the equinox, which we're going to say right now. The Gemara says, Amar Avuna, Barchei HaMashmuel, Halacha Kechananya, the Halacha follows Chananya, that is 60 days. So it's November 21st. Where did we get to asking after that? So that's a very fascinating thing. So the calendar actually, Shmuel knew this also. Shmuel was relying on something very similar to the Julian calendar, basically the same as the Julian calendar, which was assuming that basically that the day is 365, I think, and a quarter, 365 days and a quarter of a day as well. And that's a little bit off. I think it's something like 11 minutes off. So after each, 100 years, the thing is going to keep adding up to a time that's actually very relevant to that. So basically what happened is that in the 1500s, Gregory, why was it called the Gregorian calendar? Because I think the Pope Gregory realized that this was a major issue. They knew that this was off a little bit. And for them, this was also an issue because they held that Easter should be after, specifically the new moon that's in the month of probably April. That's what the Christians wanted to believe. And it kept, and the calendar's off. So every time it keeps getting further and further off, right? So he decided to just add in the year, I forgot what number, maybe it's like around 1582, whatever, in the middle of 1500s, he added 11 days. He just added 11 days to the calendar. And he said that it's no longer whatever the October 5th, it's now October 16th. He just added 11 days to the calendar because he realized that the whole thing is off. So we still rely, we're relying, we know Shmuel's calendar, we only rely, it's interesting, for the purposes of Pesach, we don't use Shmuel's calendar, we use a more concise calendar within the Amoraim. The Amoraim knew this also, that's how the Chidur already points this out, that Shmuel knew this halacha also, Shmuel knew that it was off a little bit, it was just for the masses to be able to calculate, it was very hard, he just rounded off for these halachas of Saint Talmud Rachan, I think Brecha Zachama, he was like Shmuel as well. So this is what we rely on Shmuel, and we add 11 days, so really, we're adding the 11 days to the November 21st, that's why you get to, it depends on the leap year also, if the leap year 9, but basically that's how we're getting to, I think it's 11, right? it should come out to around December 4th. If I'm missing something, maybe it was more than 11, but that's where we get to the December 4th that we have Bizman Hazeh, which is a very fascinating thing. So this is really, it's one of the very few halachas in the halachas actually rely on a secular date. Again, I'm missing a few things here and there, just because I'm saying off memory, but Be'ez Hashem, when I give over the Shiva Saint Talmud Rach on December 4th, probably this week, I'll get to more clarity of this sugya Be'ez Hashem. So this is a very fascinating thing. Halacha follows Chananya. So Gemara says, Eini, v'ha, ba'o my name is Shmuel. But wait a second, they asked of Shmuel, who lived in Chutz La'aretz, and he said, Me'ima se matkirin v'Saint Talmud, they live in Matamat. They asked, when do you start saying v'Saint Talmud Rach? Amaleu, and Shmuel told them, he told them when, Mikhi Ma'ale Tzivi Leves Tzivi Rishpe, he said from the time that they bring wood into the Tavos, into the bird hunters, for the rainy season. So the Gemara assumed that this isn't 60 days after the equinox. So the Gemara says, Dilma Idi Vidi Chachar, no, but how do you know that? Maybe actually it's the same time. It really is the exact 60 days. So therefore, so the Gemara is seemingly saying that now it is the same 60 days. Ibailu. Now, Yom Shishim Kalifne Shishim is the 60th day itself. Is that like the day before? And you don't ask for rain? Oh, Kalachashim was like the day after. Tashma, so Rav Amar Yom Shishim Kilachar Shishim. Rav says that 60th day is like after 60 days. And you would ask. Ushmul Amar Yom Shishim Kilachar Shishim that you don't start asking. Amar Rav Nachman Nesimanech, and how to remember this? Eloi Bo Minei. The people from the higher areas are requiring water. Because Rav Nachman Yitzchak is explaining that the mnemonic, that Rav, is the one who's saying, is more machmir to say that he recited Tendel Master Batar because he was in Eretz Yisrael, which is more elevated, more mountainous region, Eretz Yisrael. That's, remember, that was Rav. Tatai Lobay Mane, and the lower people live in Bavel, they were saying to start delaying it to ask for till the next day. Amar Papa Hilchasa Yom Kishim Yachashishim, that the 60th day is part is going to be counted, and therefore we start asking for rain on that day, and that's how we pass in Alacha Lamaisa, that you would start asking for 60th days. So we have Bavel, and we have now Eretz Yisrael. So where did the rest of the lands come into play? So the Rambam writes, which is Kol and Shulchan Aruch as well, that the Eretz are smuch and Eretz Yisrael, like Syria and Mitzrayim and in Egypt, other areas like that, Syria and Egypt and other areas close to Eretz Yisrael, those have lachos of Eretz Yisrael. They could start asking from Zion Cheshvan. The shaila is, where does Europe fall into play? Where does America fall into play? Where do all the others go? Maybe they should be like Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi already writes over here that the minhag is that we are like Bavel, who start asking for Saint Talamat of Racha from the 60th days. That is the minhag that Rashi already quotes. That's minhag that the Rambam writes for the rest of Bavel, for the rest of the areas outside of these areas close to Eretz Yisrael. And that is something which is understood by the Rush. Also writes that that's a minhag. However, the Rush himself says he doesn't understand it. Why should we be like? Why should Europe be like Bava? We don't have the same climate as Bava. We should be like Eretz Yisrael. It's rainy season. We need it more often, closer to Zion Cheshvan. And he says minhag Provence was that when he actually thinks it is more correct. But the Rush seems to still adopt the minhag. So Halacha Lemaisa is very interesting. Halacha Lemaisa, we assume that even though the rainy season is more often than. Is really more often closer to Zion Cheshvan. So it's really all year round, maybe potentially. So then, we still ask like Bavel, though we still go 60 days from the Tzkufa. However, there would be an afkamina though if you accidentally said Saint Talmud of Racha earlier. So a person in America right now accidentally makes a mistake because asks for Saint Talmud of Racha. If really it is the rainy season, you have to know agriculture where the state you're in, probably or the area then probably America most of the year is the rainy season. They say Reb Chaim would ask Shema Kolenu. I think Reb Shekhar says that it was all year round. He'd ask in Shema Kolenu Saint Talmud of Racha. So if you ask Saint Talmud of Racha by accident before December 4th. If it's an area that needs rain, that's brought down in halacha in Shulchan Aruch that b'di'eved you would have what to rely on potentially to not have to repeat your Shmona Esrei. Okay, very very fascinating dinim. It's very nice. It's very exciting when the Daf Yomi is so close to very exciting halacha lemaisa. So much coming up on December 4th. It's very exciting that there's a lot to mention over here. Now the Gemara continues. Now what happens if it doesn't start raining? Hegia Yod Zayin B'Cheshvan. So if it's Zayin Mar Cheshvan comes up, but Lo Yorgad Hashemayin, it didn't start raining yet. Hischilu Ayechidim. So then the Yechidim would start. The Hischilu Ayechidim is Anim Gimot Haneos. So the people start have a series of three fasts. We're going to see it's Monday, Thursday, Monday. Ochin V'Shosim Nechashecha. They could start eating and drinking the night before. Umutar B'Malacha. They could also do work over Achitza and washing themselves with Sicha, anointing themselves with Nilas Sandal, wearing leather shoes with Tashmish Shemita, and having relations. All these things are going to be Usher on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, the more Machmir fast. So these things are not going to be Usher during these times. Higia Rosh Chodesh Kislev v'Leyarda Kishamim. So now, if already Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes and hasn't rained yet, so then Basin goes in Shalosh Tanes Al Tzibur. So then the regular common folk is going to start fasting as well. Ochlem v'Shoshim v'Cheshecha. Then the same halacha for them is going to be like the Yechidim before, that they can eat the night before, and Mutarim b'Malacha, they could also work, they could rechitza, they could bathe on these fasts, v'Sicha, and they can anoint themselves with Nila Sasana, wear shoes, with Dashmisha, also marilations will be with her for them. So now the Gemara points out, my Yechidim, who are these individuals mentioned in the Mishnah? What are these special, these Yechidim? So Amar Rav Huna Rabbanan, they are the Rabbanan. Omar is going to qualify the next staff who these Rabbanan are. V'Amar Rav Huna, Yechidim Mis'anin Shlosha Tanios. These people, they fast three different fasts. Sheni, V'chamishi, V'sheni. They fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. Where does this Monday, Thursday come from? So this Tosos and Bava Kama point out that because Moshe came to our Sinai on a Thursday to get the second Luchos, and he came back on a Monday, so therefore we see that Mondays and Thursdays have special days of Racham. It could be that's also part of the idea where why Bastin is Koveah for on Mondays and Thursdays as well, because also it's a special day of Racham, and that's part of the long Tachanan on Monday, Thursdays. We see there's a special Yonim about Mondays and Thursdays. So that's what they do. Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. My kamash one. So what's Rav Huna teaching us? Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah already that we know that there's Monday, Thursday fasts. Monday, Thursday, Monday, because we say ain't goes in tana tzibur baschil b'chamishi. You're not allowed to decree on a community the fast starting on Thursday, in order not to cause a big rise in prices, because what's going to happen is that they're going to think what happened, that they declared a fast all of a sudden on a Thursday, so everyone's going to buy food for the break fast on Thursday night, and they're going to buy a ton of food also, not a ton, but they're going to buy food for Shabbos as well. So the people in the storekeepers are going to think, wait, everyone's preparing for a famine, it hasn't rained yet, people are preparing for a famine, let's raise the prices, let's double the prices, and they're going to make a big, they shoot up all the prices, and that's going to lead up to a big market rise in prices, so we don't want that to happen, so therefore we don't start the fast days on Thursdays. Ela shalosh tanos are shown us, rather the first three fast days are on Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, starting specifically on a Monday. So then what's the chiddush of Rav Huna? Again, this Mishnah already tells us that we start fasting on a Monday. Rav Huna's touching on the same chiddush, so we should start fasting on a Monday. So the Gemara says, Nama, the same Abba, because it happened for Rav Huna, I would have said Hani Mile Tzibor, that these halacha of the Mishnah is referring to only at Tzibor, which is a communal fast on the Tzibor, a lot of people. Ava Yachilo, here's just a group of individuals. They're not going to raise their prices because it's just an individual people, just a few people, 20, 30 people, not going to raise the whole prices of the marketplaces. People aren't going to even notice them. So therefore, Kamash Blan, Rav Huna is therefore teaching us that even for individuals, halacha is, they shouldn't start on a Thursday. Rather, they should also start on a Monday. Now the Gemara continues telling him, we also learn in Breisa, when the individuals begin fasting, the Breisa supports this opinion of Rabuna, that they should fast specifically Thursday, and Monday, starting again with the important part, starting with a Monday. And the Breisa also teaches us, you shouldn't be fasting on Rosh Chodesh. That's Uviyamim Tovim, Haksuvim Megillas Esther. Also the holidays that are mentioned in Megillas Tainis, we discussed this, Megillas Tainis in Rosh Hashanah, we had this just recently in the Daf Yomi, that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that there were specific times during the Bais Sheni which people would fast as because of tzaras that happened to them during this time period, and also of happy occasions. And the Gemara says over there that the Batla Megillas Tainis is set for Chanukah Purim. That's the whole Shaila. Is Chanukah Purim Batla also the day before and day after? You're not allowed to fast on Chanukah Purim? That's the Shaila in the Achronim, Halacha L'Maisa, I believe. Also, coming up, Halacha L'Maisa on Erev Chanukah, you're allowed to fast. That's a Shaila in the Achronim. So again, it's Asr to fast, though. It's Asr to fast. Rosh Chodesh might be an Isra Daraisa even, potentially. That I think Rav Shekler was fond of saying, that probably sort of from Rishon all other sources, that the Rosh Chodesh, the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah b'shev v'altasa. You're not allowed to do a hesped v'tainis, which may even be a real Shaila of a Daraisa. So the Gemara continues now, Tanar Rabbanu, we learn in Daraisa. Al Yomar Adam Talmid Ani. Person should say, you know, I'm only a student. I'm not worthy of considering being this chosh of a guy who should be fasting before the community. Rather, all talmidei chachamim, people who are students of the chachamim, who are considered distinguished, and they should be fasting. Ezu yachid ve'ezu talmid. So, who is considered an individual? Who's a student? What's the difference over here? Yachid kol shiroi lemnasa parnas al tibur. Individual is anyone who could be fit to appoint a leader of a community. And the way Tosfos understand this is that. That he is fit for community leadership. He's able to be able to respond to any halachic, any dalachic, if Shulchan Aruch ask him any shayla, he'll know the answer. So that's somebody who is considered a more of a yachid. However, Tamid is a lower level. He's still someone who's chashiv, though. So he's holding in a certain sugya, and he's holding in Orachayim right now. He's focused on Hilchos Tefillah. So ask him any shayla in Hilchos Tefillah, he'll be able to answer you. So that's somebody who is considered a Talmud. He's a Talmud lower level. Vila Maseches Takala, even an area which is not necessarily a hardest of areas to learn, which is Maseches Kala. Even if he could understand that, he's still considered a Talmud, and he's still right way to fast. This type of person should be fasting. Now the Mara continues. Tanya Rabban, we learn in a Brisa. Lo kol aritza lasas atzmo yachid osed, and not just everyone who just wants to become and call himself a yachid, he should do so. This is religious arrogance. What's called yuhara. Yuhara is auster. So you're showing religious arrogance. You're showing off there, but look at me, I'm fasting. No, if you're not on the level, you shouldn't be doing that. Talmud oyster of Shetra's variant is also that people like take on all these chumras. They're totally not roy for them. So Talmud oyster is also a person telling Talmud that he's allowed to do that. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Oseh Zerachol Tov. Rabbi Yossi is over here. In this context, he's allowed to fast. It's fine. Why? Because it's not religious arrogance over here. Lefi she'ein shevach hulo. Because it's not considered a praiseworthy thing for him. Elat tsar hulo. It's considered distressing because fasting is a horrible thing. It's going to look terrible. So he basically is assuming that it's not considered religious arrogance over here and not necessarily a problem. However, Rabbi Yossi might agree with Rabbi Meir regarding the person dressing like somebody he's not. That's already, again, only fasting he was saying that's a kula. But dressing, he might agree that's yura. That's religious arrogance. Not like we're continuing to sign up with another brisa. Someone who wants to make himself like an individual should not do so. Talmud osa, or to be like a Talmud, should he do so? Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. This is Shimon ben Lazar, rather. Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Omer b'medvar marim b'dvar shel shevach." Only a matter which is praiseworthy, like dressing like a Talmud. Alval, but dvar shel tzar, something like a year, just causing a pain and fasting. That's not going to be osa zachar l'tov. That's okay. She'ein shevach lo. No one's going to say, "Oh, you're such a tzaddik." And look at you. And when you dress fancy and you dress like a Talmud Chacham, that's when you are religious arrogance. Ela tzarulo, but it's going to be considered distressing for him. Therefore, one should lechora be able to fast, but not dressed like a Talmud if he doesn't think he's on that level. Tana Rabbanu, we learn in Braisa. Misha yamis ana ala tzara va'arva. Someone was fasting. He said he had a crazy circumstance and something happened and he was afraid of something. Or he had a sick person and the person became better before he even finished the fast. It was a miracle and the guy's better at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So Reza Misana Mashlim, still you should continue fasting and because you made a kilo, it's like an edder a little bit. So therefore you should not pass up on your commitment to fast. Someone who's going from a place, now continuing the lachas, a place where they are not fasting, a place where they consider that they should be fasting. This is like the Nemsachim, that when you're going to a place, you follow the chumras, either the chumra where you're going or the chumras where you're going to go to, you should follow whichever one is going to be more machmir. If you're going to a place that they fast, you should still be fasting. Again, because you take upon yourself the chumras where you left as well. And that might only be where you're planning on going home. If you don't plan on going home, then you may have a right to be mekel. Shachach ve'also v'shasa. If you accidentally made a mistake and you forgot, and you ate and drank in a place where they were fasting, al yisro b'fnei atzibur. Don't start just looking before everyone that you ate a lot. Also, you shouldn't indulge yourself that day. Since I already eat, let me just have a big suda. Rather, even if you're in the middle of a suda, you should stop. In the middle of a meal, as Rishabura points out. L'chor, this is, I'm assuming, Kal V'chomer, the other, I saw that, look up this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's mentioned by regular tainus. I'm assuming that the kol shekein by like a tainus of like Shivas or Batamas, a person forgot, that this should be the same halacha as well. That you should definitely not be indulging yourself, and this halacha should l'chor apply. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, Vayomer Yaakov, Levanov, Yaakov says to his children, Lama Tisrael, why do you guys look conspicuous here this week? Amar lem Yaakov Levanov, Al Tivas Mechem Kishon Tem Tzvein. Don't look like you guys are satiated. Coming up next week's parsha, not this week, next week. L'lifnei Esav, l'lifnei Yishmael. Not before Esav, not Yishmael. Kadesh lo yikanem b'chem. So they should not become jealous of you. So that even though they had wheat, according to this Gemara over here, Rashi and Chumash quotes this drasha, that Yaakov was telling them that to go purchase grain so that their neighbors shouldn't envy them and become very jealous of them. Now that Gemara continues, just mentioning what Yaakov al tikas v'derech, that don't literally become agitated on the way. What does that mean? What was Yosef telling them? Yosef was telling his brothers, al tis asku b'dvar halacha. Don't engage in halachic debates. Because you're gonna get so involved in the sukkah, you're gonna get lost, you're not gonna know where to go. Tosfos quote a midrash that says, "What do you mean? You're supposed to be talking halacha in the middle. Maybe it's talking about Ian. We're going to that." Any v'amar v'leiv v'bracha shnidam yichayim shemalchem mederach. The two talmid chacham are walking on the road. V'ain minim divrei Torah. They don't have divrei Torah amongst themselves. So the Gemara says, "Ruin lesarif." They should be burnt. They deserve to be burnt. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, "Vayim aholchem halach v'dabe." They're walking. They're speaking as they walk. V'ni rechav ish v'susa ish v'yifidu ben shneim. Behold, there was a fire chariot and fire horses that came before them, and they separated between the two of them. So Belai is learning from this pasuk that the fact that it says that there was a fire between them, taima de'ika dibar, because they were talking. What is the fact that they were talking have anything to do with this? Because they were talking, they were saved. Halika dibar, had they not been talking, ruin lesarif, they would have been burnt by this fire. So Rabbi Lezer seemingly is telling us that you should be teaching Torah while you're on the derech. So just low lakash. No, not a problem. Ala migras. The ruling of Rabbi Lai is telling us just reviewing one learning. Therefore, that's not going to take a great concentration. You're not going to get lost by doing that. Halinuya, but mamash analyzing a sugya and getting into a bi'iyun, that's something which requires great concentration, and that's something which should not be done while traveling. Now, the Gemara continues, but Masnisatana will learn by Yisab. Al tifsiyupsiya gasa, that Yosef also said to his brothers, don't take very large steps. Vichnisul acham al-ir, and also come into the city while it's still daytime. Why it's still daytime, by nighttime you should go to sleep. Al tisub psi agasa, don't take large steps, damar mar, because we learn psi agasa until acha mechamesh must be more enough. That taking these very large steps is going to take away 1/5 of a person's sight. Don't take these very large steps. We learn, Shabur points this out, Allah Baisa, that a person's average step is an amma, which is around 1.5 to 2 feet. So anything more, you can put it a large step. That we have a mesorah, that's a way to misakin anybody who did this is by looking at the neiros on Friday night. That is able to fully think to help us. This is brought up in the Shabura, so it's a chassidish idea, but to help the eyesight lost during taking these big steps. Vechnisu cham al ir, also gather in the sun into the city. Kedar avuna marav, demar avuna marav. Lo la meyotze adam bechitov. You should always lose in the time that's good. It was talking about the daytime. Mikanes bechitov, also come out when time is good. Shnemar haboker or vanashim shulchu. That the morning is dawn and then the people were sent off. We see over here that it's good that he left them wait until the morning. That's halacha maisa. The person is supposed to really ideally only go by morning time. That's a shayla by night time to go to Vasika by the Kozla. I ask a gadola, you're allowed to go. If you're going to have to leave at 4 o'clock in the morning, go to the Tzorach Mitzvah. So there we're generally make up for Tzorach Mitzvah. But in general, if a person has the option not to leave in the middle of the night, better to avoid for doing that. Again, if it's Tzorach Mitzvah, obviously they're going to make up. But for other reasons, not necessarily kedai. Okay, we'll pick up Ezra Shem with the Amar Avudam Rachia, Ezra Shem tomorrow's daf.